Yes, here we go. We're back on Keeping the Ball on the Ground. Me, Si Ferret, with the undateables, Kevin, Kyle and Paul Slane. For William Hill and Black Rooster, Perry Perry. Go on, Slaney, give us a chicken noise. Shocking.
What was that?
How you doing, lads? All right?
Aye, we're good. Aye, we're the wee. I picked Slaney up there. I cost him £6 in my Uber, so...
what a journey we had.
Oh, unbelievable. Didn't even know where we were going.
But no, we get lost a few days. But what we were going to say is, we were... the last podcast we'd done, no, the River City, the one before that, the freest. I don't know about yourself, but me and Kev were saying it was an embarrassment. I was an embarrassment to my family, my performance, certainly to the people that listen to the show. We must apologise. But the day, Si, right? See, the day, I'm going to be tame because of Thursday night is the live tennis and
night.
I'm going to be absolutely wild.
And you're having a pint? You're going to have a pint?
Aye, pints. Merlin Wan, how do you say that when somebody says you're going to have a pint but you're going to have Merlin Wan?
Pints. He's not right. Have you looking forward to it, big boy?
I am, I'm a wee bit nervous.
No, that'll keep you right.
No, I know, I'm hoping that. I hope you just go wild and then we just follow. But no, it'll be good. It's something different. I think the fans out there that listen to the show are really excited. I think a lot of them think they can go into Ticketmaster and buy tickets, but it's just not happening.
Which eventually will happen.
Well, the Hydro. We've talked about it. We're getting closer.
It's absolutely simple.
We're getting closer.
What about the River City boys? Was it Stephen?
Stevie Young and Bob Purden. What's her name?
Stevie Hardon and Stevie Purden and Jordan Young. But they're a good laugh, aren't they?
They were. To be fair, the two boys were absolutely brand new. They liked the they liked the banter. I couldn't believe how wee he was.
Cracking me, boy.
What was he?
I actually felt bad because I'd chucked out a lot of like Harry's clothes the day before, and I thought they would have fitted him. He could have had a few hand-me-downs and he'd paid a size 46-month-old joggers.
Oh, brilliant. Right, we'll get started on the football. Oh, the guy's done us a turn in his kingdom. Right, listen, start with the football. Kev, we need to talk about your team, Sunderland. Absolutely imploded. What's happened in there, Jack Ross? You want to boot his arse?
No, I don't know. I don't know if the job was too big for him at the beginning. But ultimately, for me, Sunderland, what he would arrived into being relegated for the Championship at the First Division was always going to be a difficult ask. Getting rid of a lot of the high wages, the players and high wages off the bill. And then being left with what he had. So some of the young players there that are getting a chance, some of them just aren't good enough.
Have you seen them, haven't you?
I went and watched one of the games not so long ago there, and their captain in particular, Honeymoon, I think he's on a honeymoon. Because I swear to God, shocking. My wee boy, Max, who is a season ticket holder at Sunderland, right, detests him. Right. But... I just thought I would follow up. But they're struggling in terms of they're not going to get automatic, the looks of things, but there is a chance of playoffs, and Sunderland's history in the playoffs isn't particularly
Michael
great.
Michael Gray missed the penalty, didn't he?
Gray missed the penalty. We lost to Crystal Palace. Jeff Whitley tried to do a, what do you call that, Paneka in the semi-final or a playoff. Ridiculous.
Did you boot his arse?
Well, I didn't boot his arse personally, but Mick McCarthy said some horrendous words after the game.
Can you use any of them?
Let's just say they're no for the radio. They're no for the show.
But Slaney, you're a big fan of Jack Ross, aren't
you? Listen, I think Jack Ross is excellent. I really do. I would love him to be the next Scotland manager. But on the
why? He's not. What's he done?
No, well, this was a big job. But I watched the Netflix documentary in Sunderland, and whoever made the show should be sacked, because why? Why would you make a documentary on Sunderland for a start? But that club looks like a shambolic mess, from top to bottom. A total shambolic mess. And I do believe Jack Ross.
Will he get sacked? See if he didn't get up, Kev. Will he get sacked?
Well, I think his role was to get the team promoted. So if he doesn't get promoted, then you're obviously your head's on the block. The chopping board, whatever you want to call that saying.
So they've spent some big money. So Will Grigg, £4 million. He's meant
to
be on fire.
No convincing, Will Grigg. He's just no on fire.
I can't get that. Stevie Hart.
But no, Jack's been down there, and obviously he's been asked to do a job. He got to a point where you think things are going to happen, and it's just slowed right down at the wrong time of the season.
So you think they'll go up now?
I would like to see them go up. I would love them to see them go up, but I just hear this feeling that they're going to end up in the playoffs, and they're going to end up playing Portsmouth or something in the final again. It's going to be a repeat of the Checkered Trade Trophy.
I don't understand either. Dylan McGeer, I don't think he's been playing at all.
No,
he's
not. Good player, Dylan.
Dylan was excellent at Celtic when I was there. He was excellent. Unlucky not to actually play. And for Hibs last year, he was absolutely amazing. Probably their best player last
year. He started well down there. They were raving about him, but he's just went out of the team and never got back in.
So I'm surprised Dylan's not been playing, which is, he could be the missing part of the team, which is needed.
I must say, by the way, your hair's a bit flat today. What's happened?
I'm trying to go for a new look. It's called,
what is it?
The Shetland Pony, is that what they call it?
The Shetland Pony.
To be fair, I can see why. It's like covering your eyebrows and everything. What is it? What did you ask for?
No, right, no, no, no.
Here, mate, just can me. I get your turn, mate, when you come in? Aye, what do you want? Just give a fuck up.
Is it the guy with the grotters again?
No, I've changed.
You got any barber?
He doesn't let us back in.
After what you said about
after
him?
After what I said to him. So
which was a disgrace.
Which was, he is a disgrace. So I went to a new barber's. As you can see, he isn't the best qualified. So listen as well, this has been pissing me off, right? I'm getting sick of this. Why is it we're still buying clays and buying stuff? Surely the stage we're at now, mm-hmm. with the outfits that I'm producing, these big companies have to start sending
who
clays.
Who would you like to see sending you in?
Cruise. Anthony Cruz. I don't want any.
I've got a story about free clays.
Right, go for it.
Oh, right. See, when I was playing with Hearts, they opened up one of the big and tall shops for the really, really, really like.
For freaks.
Super freaks, right? And I'm only like 6'3. So he said.
Giacomo.
With Big Kev come and open my shop. And I was like, aye, I'll do that. So we'll fit you up for a free suit. And I was like, oh, Lynn, why don't you go and do this shop and I'll get a free suit? So I went away up, got measured up and thought, fuck it, I'm going to walk out here looking like something after the catwalk, David Gandhi, you know what I mean, right? When I haven't got this suit, it was humongous.
You ever seen
that film Big with Tom Hanks? And the boys went a bit with the suit, that was me. So I'm 6'4", the size of this suit, and I was like, fucking hell, they measured me wrong. So stuck on eBay, Ben Sherman. I've got somebody bought it for 15 quid, so it's fine.
Brilliant. Man, I like your jumper, Slade, the wee logo in that LA. Looks like very LA.
Aye, NBA. I love my basketball. So
it used to be white, that jumper, until they stuck it in these red knickers.
I must say, I love that wee logo on your top. What's that, a curry sauce then? Right, right, what we're going on about? On to the football, right? Celtic played at the
just penny sauce and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right, on to the football. Billy McNeil tribute. Great tribute to Billy McNeil on Saturday.
Do you know what? Unbelievable. I actually watched it on Saturday and it brought a tear to my eye, to be honest. I was quite emotional because he was my dad's hero.
Right.
Obviously, my dad's no longer here, but he was my dad's hero growing up. Loved Billy McNeil, European Cup and everything that came with it. And I had the pleasure of meeting Billy many, many years ago. We played for Sunderland versus Celtic in a pre-season friendly, and I think Mick McCarthy would have played under Billy McNeil, and Mick invited Billy around and obviously introduced me, because I think I was only Scottish player at the time playing with Sunderland, and that was a fantastic honour just to meet the great man, because I don't think anybody can say anything bad about the guy. It's just it's sad that what's happened, but the Celtic fans did in pride on Saturday.
Great.
What about that goal?
67th minute, number 5.
Bruni had a chance in 5 minutes. It had a shot, and I thought, wow, that would have been unreal. But for that to happen, that is seriously, that was unbelievable. That I think that the crowd were so emotional during that. It was lovely, honestly, it was beautiful for that to happen.
Well done, everyone involved. On to the game, Celtic's performance, no overly convincing.
No, it wasn't.
Not their best again.
Well, no firing. Kilmarnock could have been 2 up in the first half.
Kilmarnock played well first half, didn't they?
And they did play well, but Celtic got the goal. They've been grinding out these 1-0s recently and they're kind of like stumbling over the finishing line, so I think basically they're just looking to secure it. Is it next weekend? I think next weekend, once they get it, they can maybe relax and we'll get a better performance.
I need to say something to see Celtic's corner kicks. They must put a pair of Timberlands at the corner flag and they just stick a pair of Timberlands on every time they hit a corner, man. Maybe can beat the first one.
I think
they've took inspiration from
the
podcast.
I think they've listened to the podcast and took it.
Literally.
But
what is it with corner kicks in general in most teams? They try and get the player out to try and put this big whippy cross in. Just put it in the box and
just
let somebody go and header it. Exactly. Or try and header it.
Exactly. What are you saying exactly for? You can do it.
I can do it.
Did you know?
I can get the ball in. I can reach.
I once played with a boy who went to take a corner kick and he kicked the corner flag. The corner flag went further than the ball. Then he got stretchered off with a broken toe.
Corner flag broke his toe?
Aye, he booted the corner flag that hard that he broke his toe. Unbelievable.
Who was it?
Brendan McGill,
Irish boy.
Oh, top
lovely boy.
Top bloke.
Oh, yeah, I need to say it to you as well, Sonny. You look really angry this morning. Is it down to James Forrest not getting player of the year last year?
Listen,
Callum McGregor.
Well, I was messaging you last night, Si, saying I've got my message already to send to Jamesy. Congratulations.
What did the congratulations text say?
It was just to say you're a special, special person in my life and the Celtic family. You might not be here much longer because you are that special. You'll be with one of the biggest clubs in the world. Down south maybe, but Callum McGregor is a worthy winner, Si, who is an unbelievable player as well, but I do believe the votes have been rigged.
Who's rigged them? Sunderland?
Johnny Sunderland.
He's done you in.
I think Johnny Sunderland is behind it all.
Oh dear. Right, we're talking about the great captains, Billy McNeil. Kev, any good captains you've had?
I had a right good few. Can't remember them. I was actually a captain myself at Kilmarnock. Jim Jeffries made me captain, and after 6 months I says, Jim, see that captain's armband, you can have it back now. Didn't enjoy it.
Why?
So I've seen to tell people what to do, and I felt that it was quite a big ask. It's a big ask to be the captain. The best thing I did as a captain at Kilmarnock was organise a Christmas night out to Belfast. What a weekend.
So who did you take? Did Jim Jeffries take it off someone to give it?
I think so. He thought I had natural born leadership skills. He says I had the dressing room, and I was honoured to be the captain, but
I did.
Connor Salmon got hit dogs abusing me most days. So did James Fowler. Rightly so.
Why?
Just didn't think they were up for it. Uh-huh. They were up to it, you know, and maybe I was overconfident in my own abilities, but I don't know, it's difficult. And that's what I didn't like about being captain. I felt like I was trying to tell others what to do when maybe I wasn't doing as well as being that place. But most captains are picked on their leadership skills, and I had some to some extent, but I didn't have them all.
Si, what about you? Would you...
I was captain.
I could see you as a captain, like, that isn't blowing smoke up your ass.
He's the captain of this ship.
I think you're a leader.
This is the hardest looking after you used to.
Are you the captain of Peterhead?
No, I was, but same as Kev, I didn't know what to do anymore.
Did you know?
Nah, couldn't be bothered.
Big responsibility.
It is, mate. You had to organise the rooms and the tickets and all that. I'm no busy like that. But we had a captain at Swindon, a South African guy, called Oliver Risserman. So the Canio came in his first year, he brought in about 12 boys. Now, this guy came in 6'3", brick shithouse. Pure impressive man, you're thinking, who is this guy? Pre-season, he's the fastest runner, he lifts the most weights. But we only play like rubbish teams in pre-season, so he looks alright. Like, you can get about the pitch, you can tackle and that. So first game, league game of the season, the Canio's like, Oliver will be the captain this year. So he's like, Gaffer! But he was, like you say, he was a brown nose, mate. He was so far up the Canio's arse, you could only see his toenails. There you go. But anyway, so he's like, Gaffer, can you leave? Leave the dressing room, just me and the boys. So he gets us, mate, he's like a total screwball, man. He gets us on a huddle, right? And he's like eyeballing every single one of us, man. I couldn't have stopped laughing. And he's like, okay, this is our new ritual, yeah? Before every game, I say this, and I say this because I mean it. Ooh, victory! So we're all shouting victory, and then we'll go out and get fucking beat.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so... He's hopeless, mate. Seeing the games against decent opposition, hopeless.
Well, he was saying that to the gaffer to
get out so he can speak to the boys.
I was imagining when he'd be having that. No way.
So we did shape on the Tuesday. He's had a shocker on the Saturday, right? The Canny was a big one for unopposed shape. So one team would attack a goal and then the other team would attack a goal. So I'm playing centre mid with him. The ball gets rolled to me and he just spikes it out the pitch.
No.
And the Canny was like, no, Oliver, what are you doing? And the big man turns to me and goes, hey bro, see there, you can tell me I have time, huh? And I was like, of course you've got time, I'm not playing against anyone. So anyway, next Saturday, another beastie has, right? So the Canio's like in a meeting saying, I'm seriously thinking about new captain and stuff like this, you need to get on your game, Oliver. That day we go to train, right, and again with the unopposed shape, Oliver takes the ball, unopposed, the Canio's walking towards the goal, Oliver goes to switch the ball and shanks it, mate, and smacks the Canio in the back of the head. That was it, mate. Never
played Charlie,
again.
Remember?
Never captain again.
Charlie Mackie Zagiri, remember?
Zagiri in the back again, brilliant. What about you, Slade? Any good captains?
I was a strange one because I was never really in a first team. Obviously with Celtic with Bruni, but I wasn't a first team player. He certainly. See, with that one, see when there's a captain, at a club, right, for like when Gerrard was at Liverpool or Brown at Celtic or whatever, whoever it is, see when a new manager comes in, do you feel that they need to keep that guy as captain? For example, a Scott Brown, do you think?
I think in the Celtic situation, when a new manager comes in, you know the history of Scott Brown being the captain of Celtic. Mm-hmm. There's no real need to change it. But if you come to a club where there's a lot of inconsistency, then you would look for a character in the dressing room. You'd think, right, like Jim Jeffries, he brought me to command. It seemed that I was a big character and thought he could be a good captain. Yeah. So he took the captaincy off Gary Hay and James Fowler and gave it to me, and I quickly gave it back.
You could be a captain, son.
Do you know what? I've said this in the past. It was a dream of mine to be a captain. I would love to be a captain, but again, when it comes to it, I've just got too much carry on in the heat, so it's hard for me to. I just want to.
Well, why don't we officially make him the captain of this?
Right, we'll get an armband.
Thursday at tenants, we'll get an armband.
Tenants get an armband.
Forget the armband. I want to wear leather chaps and just want to rip the leather chaps right off me.
Aye.
Right, on to Hibs versus Hearts. Kev, your old team Hearts deserved a point or were they lucky?
I think they were lucky. Obviously Hibs missed a penalty early doors. McNulty. Hearts didn't play particularly well until the last maybe 10-15 minutes when they started getting the ball up to the big boy in Pezu.
Is he better than you, Jake? Is he the best Hearts centre forward in the last 10 years?
No chance.
Not patching you, mate.
Not patching me. Couldn't lace my boots. Honestly.
Spot on,
couldn't try a bag of sand in the desert. Honestly.
A lot of his scenes at the
end. He does.
I've got a really good one, but it needs to be fitted in somewhere. I wait for tenants. Hearts didn't play well enough, but they'll be happy with the point, especially scoring late on. And then to be fair, big in Pezu, the overhead kick, the keeper saved it. It's an outrageous effort for the size of him. I certainly couldn't do that.
He is
a handful. He is a good big player. It's just the Hearts utilise him to the best that they can, and I sometimes don't think they do.
See, when you were at Hearts, did they play direct up
to you? Aye, they played direct. We played 4-3-3. Rudy Scarcher was playing just off me. Templeton and Stephen Elliott were playing just side of me. So when the ball went up to me, they three were around me trying to get seconds, and it was effective. It worked. Mm-hmm. Whereas I don't think Hearts play that role where but great goal, and I don't know about his celebration right enough, but it was a boring game, to be honest. There wasn't a lot happening.
See, Mike Berra took his gum shield out, didn't he?
He's wearing a gum shield.
He usually wears one, huh? He usually dips it in vodka before he goes in. He scored an on goal as well, didn't he?
I know, he's unlucky, to be fair.
He is unlucky. Big Suter's got a great ability and lots of potential,
but sometimes he does make errors. But he'll hopefully wean that out of him.
But Hibs manager Slaney says he was going to knock the fourth official's teeth in. You see that?
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Well, that's a total disgrace.
That's what I knew you wouldn't be happy with that.
Saying that to the fourth official, what can he do? What does he want him to do, Si? What's Hibs manager's name?
Hickey.
Paul Hickenbottom. An embarrassment.
He's going to slap his ass. Slap his butt.
No, well, listen, is that what he actually said?
He said that,
Did he?
I think he told him to shut up, didn't he? The fourth official told him to shut up or something, or swore at him. That was it. Swore at him.
Seriously, honestly, what is it they want the fourth official to do? To be honest, right, I'm not saying.
But are you only getting so angry because of your relationship with Willie Collum?
Willie Collum wasn't happy. He wasn't happy. He fought me up and said, I can't believe you called me a wee boy. And I said, well, you've never got a problem when I meet you and I call you that. You like it? So, what? No, but I must say, listen, I'm not the biggest fan of referees or whatever, and I don't think MD is, but it's such an impossible job at times. It really is. Just worry about your own team. Right. Do you know what I mean, Si? Stop making excuses about the referees. I've heard Stevie Clark doing it. I'm a big fan of Stephen, but stop blaming the referees for everything. It's such a hard job. We've no got VAR in this country. I know some of the decisions are really poor, Si, and I'm the first to admit that, but it's such a hard job. Imagine you're working in an office, right, Kev?
Yep.
Your boss hates you. The people in the work hate you. If there's fans in the work, if they watch you working... They hate you. Everybody hates you. When people hate you, you don't fulfil your full potential. So we need to lay off the referees and help them and work together. I watch the rugby. Well, I don't watch it. I see some of the clips. And they never shout the referees.
Did you ever run into my referees?
I became. I'm sorry for spitting.
That's fine, mate.
I used to try winding the referees up a wee bit and whatever, but I was horrible with the referees. But now I've come out of the game and I start coaching, and when the kids come up to you and go, "Oh, that referee made..." No, do not dare blame the referee, son. It's your fault. You'll never make it. So don't bother me. Just come and enjoy the game, son.
How is the coaching going, all right?
I'm loving it. I took my head off the game for a few months because of the fame I was hitting. Uh-huh. I've certainly calmed myself down. I've got back into the coaching. I'm looking into lots of methods. And
Whose methods are you looking into?
Philosophies.
The boy, who's the boy? Philosophy, that word. Philosophies. I am sick of it. Can I just say about the Motherwell game? They should show that Motherwell v Dundee or in the world. That is the way football should be played. I am sick to the death of this English Premier League getting classed the best league in the world. All it is one team get the ball and another team sit back. It is boring pish. I'm sick of it, Si. And the boy Turnbull...
We're going to come to Turnbull. Keep it. What a player, eh?
Honestly, Si, I must say... I'm no.
You seen him, Kev?
He's amazing.
He's the best out of the ones they talk about up there on Motherwell.
He's a superstar.
Now that crossroads, you've got to make the right decision for him going forward with his career, because
I don't think he's
you can
any
see
worry.
The highlights are money and everything else, but you could go to a club with no play.
What is the best move for him?
I don't know.
Stay there and play as many games as he can.
I think he's going to have to play anywhere. Not anywhere than now, but I think he could go to a...
Wherever he goes, he needs to be guaranteed to be playing. And I know you can't do that, but there are clubs you go to and they say, look, you will be my number nine, you will be playing most weeks, as long as you're doing what you're doing, you will be playing. You can get that for Celtic, but then you come here and Celtic go and buy somebody for 10, 15 million. You don't know, so...
He's amazing. I was watching him at Dundee.
Two feet, mate.
And then, do you know what I also loved about him? I was watching the centre mid to the ball, or the centre back. He's trying to find wee pockets of space in between the defence and midfield. These wee areas of space that top players constantly looking for space. Side.
Wow, what an analysis!
Exactly. I was watching him, and his first goal. If you actually watch it back, 2 minutes, about 30 seconds before he got the ball, he was in a bad mood because somebody didn't give him the ball. He's constantly wanting the ball, and that's a sign of a top player. None of this kidding on you want the ball. There's many players day. I was one of them, so I know.
Some say he's the best Motherwell youth product in the last 10 years.
Absolutely not. I will never be beaten. I am the youngest youngest European goal scorer in Motherwell's history. That will never be beaten because they will never be in Europe again. So.
Right, League 2 title race. Don't know why who's put this in, but I'm raging. We were one up Saturday.
What happened?
Do you know what? See Pizzo, Peter McDonald, who's came on, see 2 minutes before a goal, he's running about daft, right? And I've done that to him. What's wrong with you? They're not fifth in the league, not to play for, running about five men up front.
He didn't wake you up.
Says to the referee how long to go, 30 seconds, they've got a throw in their in half, throws it back to the centre half, he boots it up, header down, goal.
Did Pizzo score now?
Pizzo scored. I know, and I thought I shouldn't even have said anything to me. Fate.
Oh, mate.
So this never felt so sick, mate.
Is that going to be last weekend?
Queen's Park at Hampden. Massive pitch.
Queen's Park are an absolute gang.
What are you putting out, didn't it?
Mark Roberts.
Does he know your mate?
Lovely guy, he's a good guy, but Mark Roberts. No, I don't even know anything about Queen's Park, to be honest.
So we need a draw.
Just a point.
That's horrible, isn't it?
That can be a hard one, though.
So it's Clyde still in second?
Yeah, they play Cowdenbeath, they're 2 points behind us, so it's tough.
So if you
any words of advice, Kev? Any words of advice for the boys that are listening?
Don't change the way he's playing. He's got there because of the way he's played. So just keep it going, believe, and just hopefully you'll see the trophy at the end of the day.
Well, I'll tell you one thing for the Peterhead fans and for the Peterhead, I will be at Hampden on Saturday, and if you win, there will be a streaker on the pitch.
What are you going to wear? Ross County won the league at the weekend as well. Great achievement. Ended up getting League 2 winners medals. You seen it?
Aye.
Disgrace, innit?
Unbelievable. Why?
How can you get that wrong?
Scottish football has got a catalogue of catastrophic events, from
getting the wrong medals,
getting Rod Stewart down the draw, steaming.
That was brilliant.
What is it?
Aye. But I think I'm not even kidding. I was going to say myself there, but I will involve the three of us. I think we are the best thing that's happened to Scottish football.
And yes,
100%. We are the most talked about. People didn't speak about Scottish football at all since we have started.
Do you think people are talking about you outside of Scottish football now?
Absolutely. Charlie McGrew said to me, he was like, "Slaney, I never tell lies about you." He said, "England is absolutely buzzing with you." he said, Charlie done the Scotland game for Sky, and he said the Sky producers were asking, what is his availability to get him on? So that is, and I say, just leave it to now. I don't want to cross
swords with bum goal. Is that what you say?
That's right, mate.
Aye, so
you're loyal. You're a loyal man.
Aye, I'm really.
But not. Eventually, your head will be turned.
I'll be away. I'll be away.
Are you taking Kev with you?
No, absolutely not. Kev's just too big to for me. I will leave him on this show, and this show will rot to the ground.
Oh, brilliant! Right, Falkirk. How'd you say it, Kev?
Falkirk.
How?
I just like to see how you pronounce it.
Wait a minute. How can you possibly be slagging my accent when you speak the way you speak?
Right, you ready? They've cut their academy. Falkirk.
Where's his fringe? You know what's happened here? Somebody's chopped his fringe off and put it on your head. What? Falkirk.
I'm going to
Canada. Shambles.
Why is it? What are you putting the shambles dinner?
To not have a youth set up.
I know. Scary. Like, they brought so many good players through as well, eh?
Seriously, right?
Scotty Arfield, boys have ended at Swansea.
I've been messing about this show and having a laugh, not right. I'm going to be serious here. See that? That is the most disgusting thing in Scottish football that I've seen. In Scotland, especially Scotland to any other country, we've no got money, right? So we've no got money in any league. Maybe Celtic and Rangers, right, bar them, but even them, I've no got money in there. So why are we no relying on the youth? Bring the youth through. Just constantly be looking. If I was a first team manager, as soon as I got the job, I'd be sitting down with the reserve manager, the youth team manager. Let me know when the games are. We're going to be coming constantly watch the games. I want three or four of them to come up and train with the first team. Constantly battling into the youth. Because see, at the end of the day, for these clubs as well, the youth eventually will come through and you can sell them on and make money for your club.
That's
why?
What I have done. That's
but Falkirk, I've done that in the past.
I can't understand
it. Peter Grant, was it Peter Grant's son?
Peter
Grant's son. And then the boy Alston, Blair. There was a few of them.
Scotty Arfield.
So... for them to be doing, like, I can understand teams in England that don't do the youth setup. Like, Brentford have cancelled theirs, I'm pretty sure they, or one of the teams, I think it's Brentford, and they said, well, the way we look at it now is, when Chelsea offload 10 or 12 players that they don't want, it says, we get them. Uh-huh. It says, and they're more than good enough to be playing for real. So I can understand that, but up here in Scotland, that doesn't happen.
Can you believe it? Honestly, it baffles me. Seriously.
Especially for a first team player as well. You know, you're saying, I was a first team player. I loved tending you. They're the ones you took the piss out of.
But then there's no like affiliation and sentiment value where the local Falkirk boys come up through the ranks and he's now playing the first team. Yeah. Well, it's just not going to happen. Fans love a homegrown player playing for your club, giving it the big licks and everything. But where is it, Falkirk? That's not going to happen.
There's so much good youth players out there. Honestly,
Falkirk's in a huge catchment area as well. It's not as if they've got a huge big like any massive clubs on their doorstep. Edinburgh's 25-30 miles away, and Glasgow's the same the other way. So
who's made the decision? Is it the chairman?
I think it was when Paul Hartley was the manager, wasn't it?
There'll be reasons as to why they've done it.
It'll be money, won't it?
Aye, it'll be a financial situation, but...
But is it but bring in, what, first-team players who... What?
Bring in loan players who don't really care if they stay up.
That's what
I look at.
Aye, 100%. They're all right. They're going to get back to their clubs. It's embarrassing, seriously.
Aye, relegated Falkirk all the years ago.
Did you?
Aye, we did. Aye, come on. 0-0 last game of the season, that relegated then.
Brilliant.
Kind of glad now.
Aye, they deserve it. Well done.
Honestly, that's been hated now in Falkirk.
Did you used to wind the youth players up?
Aye, the youth players are a big part because you've done it when you go through in your first team. The first team players learn you things that weren't possible. You think, surely no. And then when you become a first team player, you can't wait to do these stories to your own youth team players. And I thought I was relatively kind to youth team players.
I hate her. Do you used to cane them at her?
I was horrible to them. No, but do you know what? See when I was coming through though, see when the first team players would wind me up, I thought to myself, they like me. Uh-huh. Because of it. So see if they didn't bother with you, it was as if, he's no really the boy for us. I was a good young player, I was enjoying the banter and all that, but they used to wind me up and I loved it. But I think came out of the game as well. I would have done anything for a first team player. Like, I would ask him, do you want this? Do you want your boots clean? Anything and all that. Nowadays, it's just totally changed. That is the young players are very disrespectful, I feel, to senior players.
I would agree with that. That's what I was going to say. When I was getting my first team, I felt the youth team players were like bigger than what they were. They thought they'd made it, done it, and who are you talking to me? That's
really?
How didn't in England, that's just how it is, because some of them actually do get. When I was earning £42.50 a week first year, 95 quid second year, they're now earning about £300-400 quid first year, a grand second year, and then before you know it, they're earning thousands of pounds a week for doing what? Mm-hmm. They don't even lift goals, they don't even clean boots anymore.
Honestly, see, when you ask them to do something, as if like you've asked them to do something.
I don't know what to say there.
No, killed it. Hate when my mind goes blank. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Have you not had your monster this morning there?
No, I've not had it. I was rushing because I had to get my coaching clays ready, and then Kev was getting me, so I had to get them, put them in the car, and rushing. So
the first thing he said to me when we got in the car was, "Oh, sorry about the shorts, mate."
How much happened?
I don't know. I apologise for the shorts.
You've got nice legs, actually.
Sexy legs.
You gonna shave them for the summer or something?
Nah, a few of the birds don't like the hair.
The denim hot pants are back in, but.
Where are you going for your holidays this year?
we're thinking about the few of the coaches going
out.
You
and Kev going to get in there? Would you take them out with the boys in it? Harry and.
Oh, that'd be some weekend, wouldn't it?
That'd be good.
Imagine we did that, like, we'll raffle off a wee holiday, me and you and Si. How many people would come with us?
Supposedly, and I'm not sure there is a massive. This is. I know we've joked about this, has been serious. Surely there's been a massive company. Been in touch with one of us three, so I'm not going to name who it is. It's been in, so we one of us know who it is sitting here. The massive company has been in contact that they're going to be doing us three abroad, a documentary. Us three going away.
Kev, is it you?
I can't say too much.
Don't say too
I'm
much.
I'm not saying I alone.
All I'm going to say is though, it is behind Open Goals Back.
Where? Oh, wow.
You know that programme, Idiot Abroad? They've pluraled it. Idiots Abroad.
Where are we going, Falkirk?
Kelpies. To be fair, I heard they try to sign them too.
Oi, what's going to happen to Falkirk though if they get in the League One? Probably
it's going
go part
tough.
Time.
They're
going
to go down like the Raith Rovers route because they're struggling to get back to where they once belong.
Yeah.
And they're going to come down to finance. It just means every year they're going to look to buy, they're going to try and get free transfers every season.
Yeah.
Because they've got nobody coming through that they can say, well, we've got them five, so we just need another eight or nine. They're going to need 12, 14, 15 players every summer.
Bad decision for Ray McKinnon, as well. He left Morton to go to Falkirk. Do you remember it?
I remember, I think they were really disgusted with him, how quick he'd done it.
Were you disgusted?
I didn't take any notice yet. I know a few boys that play, have played under Ray McKinnon, they said he was a really good manager. A lot of them said that, so I don't know what's going on. Not sure, not really interested, to be honest.
Right, we're going to go to Kev's favourite, Rangers transfer news. It looks as though Hasty and Greg Stewart are on the way to Ibrox. We'll start with Hasty. Good signing and a good move for him.
Good signing for Hasty, aye.
Good move for Hasty,
because he's going to a huge club.
Get a few quid.
He'll get a few quid. So hopefully, once he realises that his next few years are sorted and financially, he can relax and maybe push on a wee bit more.
Get the heat done.
Gerard will definitely 100%, him and his backroom staff will help that boy's future. I think Rangers in the past have had many, many good young talent, but never quite got to the heights they'd hoped they'd all get to. So hopefully the young Hasty boy can progress and be a future player for Rangers going forward.
Think he'll be a squad player, first team player?
I think he'll start as a squad player. Aye,
I think he'll start as a squad player.
If he's definitely good enough, then eventually
it's up to him now. It's not up to what Steven Gerrard decides. If he comes along in pre-season and starts producing performances that has been done with Motherwell, then don't give the manager an option. Just like you be the option you're playing. Greg Stewart, you know what you're getting. Steady midfielder, very, very well at Kilmarnock. But Aberdeen has not quite hit that same level of performance.
Strange, isn't it? Yeah, is it strange? Just as it doesn't seem to happen from Aberdeen. But Hasty supposedly on £4,000 a week, similar to what you were on when you moved to Celtic.
No, I was knowing a lot of talk Celtic. It was great for my listen. It's great for whatever my age I was at. But
what did you spend on?
I was just constantly looking after the family and constantly
giving to charity,
looking after the people. I didn't like seeing anybody walk by me struggling, so I would help them out.
Okay, he said that.
But I must say, do not anybody come at my door and say, you made a mistake going to Celtic. No, I never. If I've done it, I would do it again. You cannot help if you have 7 operations in your legs. If I was at Motherwell and had that, I would never be able to play. If Lionel Messi got that, he couldn't play. So don't give me your bullshit. It was bad. I was learning off McGeady, Forrest, Maloney. And unfortunately, I was into the treatment room all the time, which was devastating. But my God, if you believe in yourself, go and do it. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You can come back and start again. Charlie McGrew went away, came back again. So don't give me the bullshit. If the boy believes in himself, on you go, son.
And what if somebody does turn up at your doorstep and say that? What will happen?
They will do. I'll do absolutely nothing.
I mean, I meant to say to you as well, you got a budget now?
We'll put a wee hang here. No. Regatta, you said, have I got a budget? It's with, as Kevin said, the plural with an S.
Well, see, if you did get married, do you think George would wear that suit or would he get?
My father would not be invited to the wedding.
Right, what about Greg Stewart? Good signing for Rangers?
Nope.
Nah.
I don't think, listen, you've said in the past that he's a really good
player,
a really top player, but I just think that if you're going to be signing for a club like Rangers, right, or Celtic, you can't just be good for Aberdeen, you can't just be good for Camargue, you need to be exceptional.
I think he was exceptional at Camargue, I disagree.
No, I think you're right, I think you're spot on, so I think he'd be a great signing.
I just look at it all, right, Scott Arfield's playing that role in number 10, okay, I've played with Scotty as well, played with Greg. For that role, I think Greg's a better player at Scotty playing in that role.
So I think Greg Stewart will come on more at
playing
Rangers,
with players,
playing with better players, definitely, 100%. Because when Kilmarnock were playing well at the beginning of the season, and they've obviously tailed off a wee bit towards the end, which is understandable, but Greg Stewart was the main guy. So if starting fresh at Rangers, he could be the main guy at Rangers. I think Rangers fans would be surprised at how good he really is.
Yeah, I think so. No disrespect to Scotty Arfield, because I think he's better as a centre midfielder.
Aye,
I just
definitely
mean for that role.
No.
Also, Defoe back playing well as well. Do you think there'll be more players of that calibre coming at Rangers, Slaney?
I think Steven Gerrard can certainly bring that with who he is.
Davis looks back.
I think they should have. I think they should have been playing Davis when they weren't. I will state that he wasn't. He didn't look as sharp as what you thought. But I'd have just played him anyway to get him there. Certainly now he is the real Steve Davis is back.
Wow.
What was the question you said about?
Do you think there'll be more signings like Defoe and Davis?
I think they'll try. They just need to be careful that you don't overload with the signings. It can, what's the word I'm looking for? Can make the squad harmony.
The balance, no, right?
Yeah.
when they get the 15 mil for Fredo,
yeah.
Then they'll get.
Do you think Ryan Kent will come back?
I don't think so.
I think he's gone. There you go.
That's what he's went for. He's went for a Ryan Kent haircut.
That's it.
Yes, you walked in after Ryan Kent.
Looking to, it's this nose, mate. I can't do anything with my hair with this nose.
I've never noticed your nose.
I'm not joking.
You've got a nose like fuck nose.
Mate, I'm not joking. Might have people tell me that is so fucking sexy.
Who are you? Susan?
Mate, so many people. I'm not even joking.
Betty.
How is Betty?
Ah, she's a brilliant wee woman, honestly.
Does she like the four? Betty.
She thinks he's really good with another striker on.
Big guy.
Right, last wee topic here. Leeds versus Aston Villa. Now, for me, I'm gonna put it to you, but for me, I don't think Leeds should let Aston Villa score. I don't think they need to put the ball out of play.
Would they be seen in the car?
We said that in the car.
It's up to the ref if the game stops.
He's not dying. He's not dying.
Exactly.
It's not a head knock. It's just hurt his leg. So why would you put the ball out? That was one of my bugbears when I was playing football. When you're lying down and you know there's nothing wrong with them and they're wanting the ball out. What are they wanting the ball out for? So you can get a wee glass of water because he's needing a drink. No, that's what
you're
doing
for.
Right.
That's, what,
right. That's what they do.
You're right.
I need a drink. I've done it myself.
No, you're spot on. I think the guy scored is an embarrassment for scoring. For allowing the Aston Villa players to drag him about. Did you see that?
Okay, he was getting pushed about.
Just getting dragged about. Stand up for yourself. You've done nothing wrong. I, of course, and sportsmanship, but what, every time somebody goes down, you're going to kick the ball? No way. Get on with the game. That's part of the game. He was an embarrassment, the guy that scored, for allowing that to happen. Patrick Bamford was also an embarrassment.
What about that diving?
10-game ban. There you go. Yeah, absolutely. That's the way to cut it out. Stop cheating. The guy, the lead centre-back, was also an embarrassment for trying to stop Aston Villa scoring. He done that. For the crowd, I believe, side
playing at the fans.
If he's a team, Bielsa should have said no, we're not doing it. But if the team agree with it, side, then you go as a team. You go as a team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You don't go against the team and do that. But I must say, Aston Villa shouldn't just be kicking the ball.
See, when teams used to kick the ball out against us, the canny would say, "Don't give them the ball back," eh? And everyone would be like, "Oh no, man." Because obviously, all the other team are saying, "You kick the ball back," and he shouted to you, "Don't fucking kick the ball back to them."
I would kick the ball back.
You'd always kick it back in their half. So I would, me being the striker, I would always get the ball and take the throw in and throw it back to the goalie. But what I used to do was throw it down to the corner flag and then chase the goalie down, so he had to put him under pressure.
Pressure,
I would always, he had to kick it down the, but it's just ridiculous. What grown men playing a grown man's game of football, and they're going down with nothing wrong with them, and then goals are being scored, and then it's like, oh, we'll give that goal back.
Aye.
I was hoping the big centre half was going to kick the ball out.
I think he tried. But listen, you need sportsmanship 100%. So, and you're no daft. You know when you have to put it back and you give the other team it back again. But certainly in that incident, why are Aston Villa going mental for them not kicking out? If that happened, the ball would be out of the play all the time, Kev, because people can do it all the time.
Correct. Right, last few bits. Slaney was on the Koopman show. Did you see it?
I did.
What about the Jankies performance?
Horrific.
Oh, wow.
Somebody posted a picture of your bets on
I was actually 4-1, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think Celtic 3-0.
But the scores.
Miles off it.
And you said that Hamilton and thinking it'd be a terrible game. 3-each at first.
That could be the last I'm ever on that show.
You enjoyed it with Frank?
Oh, it was amazing. I swear to God, I was buzzing.
Have you had a lunch or a coffee with him since?
No, I've tried to. Can I get through to him?
No,
by the way, what a guy Frank is, eh? That's the first I've met Frank. What an amazing guy. Seriously, obviously you watch stuff with him on it and he's a funny, funny guy, but he's actually a really, really nice guy as well. He showed massive respect to me and I showed it back.
Frank was your hero, wasn't
it? It was. I used to hear a picture of Frank growing up when I used to come to Celtic Park. I was like, oh, Frank McAvaney, he's class. And then he ruined me one day in a newspaper.
In the paper.
Me, but I understand why. I'm slaughtering people here. I don't mean it. Just somebody's got to get it. Somebody's just got to get it. And I just think, no, Frank, to be fair, Frank was a legend on and off the park. And obviously meeting him that day in the head of tennis, inside I was thinking, that's cool, Frank McAvaney, you know what I mean? Good guy, everybody knows him, so... Nah, Frank's a great Frank.
He's coming to Hamden next week as well for your game, so if you want to come, Kev, log it a wee
day after there. It.
Next weekend, I'm actually going back to Shonar next weekend. So if we're
hearing
a podcast...
We'll hear a story about that on Tuesday.
If we're hearing a podcast next week, my accent could be miles off it.
Is it Bubsy?
Bubsy,
you meet
aye,
him?
Aye, Bubsy. No, I know see Bubsy. It's my big brother's 40, my wee man's 2, and...
having a joint party?
My mom's, I don't even know what age she is, but she's... She's in Benidorm now, absolutely embarrassing the life out of me.
What, on Facebook now?
Aye, Facebook Live, like Elvis singing. She thinks Elvis is still alive in Benidorm.
Well, they wear a bikini, isn't it?
No! It's funny, my wife says, I'm always early in Benidorm because she's got a new man. And I'm like, away! No, she's out there in Benidorm now. She's in a great time. That's her favourite place. So.
Right, are you going to sing a suit? Or?
No, I'm going to keep my vocal...
Everyone loves when you sing. Good Girls. Just tease them. Just tease
them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just
tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. Just tease them. I thought he's got
his voice is decent,
and it'd be all serious.
You're like a wee old crooner.
Jerry Cinnamon has stated that he will take me aside and help me breathe properly while singing. That is a God's honest truth.
Is it Bobby?
He's going to help me. He said at the moment you're breathing through your nose while you sing, which is affecting your voice and vocal cords.
Side is that when he talks?
Because they get sides of my nose. Like, go, just a wee acoustic version of Good Girls.
A bit of side. Listen, I have not actually. I need to. I've been warned to keep it for Thursday night. Thursday night is going to be wild. All
singing, all dancing.
Yeah. So okay. I will not give anything away today.
Okay.
Anything.
So Thursday at the Terrence, is it getting filmed?
Shown it to the viewers?
Yeah, it'll be out soon. Word. So
us sitting there with pints of Terrence.
Well, Gary Locke, looking forward to it.
I'm going to go for a spray tan instead of a sunbed this time.
Oh, really? Right. And what shade of orange are we going?
4.
Jimmy Calderwood.
And are you keeping the banner like that, or is it getting?
I'll flick a wee bit
please,
of wax in it.
Please, you need wax.
But obviously, as to the viewers, there could be a hat getting warm.
Oh. Cannot wait for that. We'll be back next Tuesday, won't we? Next Tuesday. So looking forward to seeing you then, lads. Thanks very much. Again.
Thanks, guys. Cheers,
guys. Team.